You might not think about it often, but that steady hum coming from your kitchen is the sound of a machine that never gets a day off. Most of us treat the refrigerator like a piece of furniture, something that just exists to keep the milk cold and the ice frozen. But underneath or behind those sleek panels is a mechanical heart that needs to breathe. When I talk about cleaning the coils, I'm not just talking about a spring cleaning chore that makes you feel good because a hidden corner of the house is finally dust-free. I am talking about the literal life support system of your appliance. When those thin metal fins get choked with dust, pet hair, and kitchen grease, the compressor has to work twice as hard to move heat out of the fridge. It runs longer, it runs hotter, and eventually, it just gives up. We are going to spend some time today making sure that doesn't happen to yours. And the best part is that it only takes a few simple tools and a bit of patience to shave years of wear and tear off your machine. Before we even touch a screwdriver or a vacuum, we need to understand what we are actually looking at. Most modern refrigerators have their condenser coils located either across the bottom, behind a snap-off grill, or mounted on the back. These coils are essentially a radiator. Just like the one in your car, their job is to dissipate heat. As the refrigerant travels through them, it carries the heat from inside your freezer and releases it into the room. If those coils are wrapped in a thick blanket of dust, that heat has nowhere to go. It stays trapped, and your fridge stays warm, forcing the motor to kick on again and again. I remember a few years back, I was helping a neighbor whose fridge had stopped cooling entirely. They were convinced they needed a new $1,000 unit. When I pulled it out from the wall, the back was so thick with cat hair and dust bunnies that you couldn't even see the metal. I spent 20 minutes cleaning it out, plugged it back in, and it hummed to life like it was brand new. I felt a bit embarrassed for them, but honestly, I've made the same mistake myself. Years ago, when I first moved into my own place, I noticed my fridge was running constantly. I could hear it through the bedroom wall at night. I knew I needed to clean the coils, so I grabbed a stiff wire brush and started scrubbing away at the back of the unit while it was still plugged in. I was impatient and frustrated. I ended up slipping and hitting a small copper line, and for a second, I thought I'd snapped it. I didn't break the line, but I did manage to bend a dozen of those delicate aluminum fins so badly that air couldn't pass through them anymore. I spent the next hour with a pair of needle-nose pliers trying to straighten them out, one by one. That taught me two things very quickly. First, you have to be gentle with these components because they are thinner than they look. Second, you never work on a machine that's still pulling live power if you can help it. It's not just about the shock. It's about the moving parts like the condenser fan that can start spinning the moment the thermostat clicks. Now, the first thing we are going to do is get our workspace ready. I like to start by clearing the top of the fridge. You might have cereal boxes or a heavy fruit bowl up there. And since we might need to nudge the unit forward, we don't want anything sliding off and hitting us in the head. Once the top is clear, we need to kill the power. I don't just turn the dial inside the fridge to off. I go straight to the wall. If your fridge is tucked into a tight cabinet, you might need to shimmy it out just a few inches to reach the plug. I find that if I open the fridge doors, I can get a better grip on the frame to give it a slow, steady pull. You'll feel the weight of it, and you might hear a bit of a groan from the floor, but just move it enough to get your arm back there and kill the juice. If you can't reach the plug, go to your breaker panel and flip the switch labeled for the kitchen. You'll know you've got the right one when the little light inside the fridge goes dark. With the power off, we can focus on access. If your coils are at the bottom front, there is usually a plastic base grill. Most of these just snap off if you give them a firm tug, but some have a couple of Phillips head screws holding them in place. If you feel resistance, don't force it. Run your hand along the bottom edge to see if you can feel the head of a screw. Once that grill is off, set it aside where you won't step on it. If your coils are on the back, you're already looking at them, or you might see a thin cardboard or metal cover held on by a hex head screw. Removing that cover is a good idea because it gives you a clear shot at the fan and the compressor itself. For tools, we don't need anything fancy. A vacuum with a long, thin crevice attachment is your best friend here. I also highly recommend picking up a coil brush. It's a long, flexible wand with stiff bristles that looks a bit like a giant bottle brush. You can find them at any hardware store for a few dollars, and they are worth their weight in gold for this specific job. You might be tempted to use a damp cloth to wipe things down, but I want you to avoid that for now. Wet dust turns into a muddy paste that gets stuck deep inside the fins, and that's a nightmare to get out. We want to keep everything bone dry so the vacuum can do the heavy lifting. As we start the actual cleaning, I want you to be mindful of the sounds and the feel of the brush. When you slide that coil brush into the gaps, you'll feel a bit of resistance. That's the brush doing its job, grabbing onto the lint and hair. Use a steady back and forth motion, pulling the brush all the way out after each pass to knock the dust off or suck it away with the vacuum. You'll see clouds of gray fluff starting to fall away. It's a bit messy, so don't wear your favorite shirt for this. As you work, you might hear the brush clicking against the metal fins. That's fine, as long as you aren't shoving it in with enough force to bend them. We are looking for a gentle, thorough scrub. If you are working on the bottom-mounted coils, it can be a bit of a tight squeeze. You might have to lay on your side to see what you're doing. Use a flashlight to peek into the dark corners. You'll likely see a small fan near the compressor. This fan is vital because it pulls air over the coils. If that fan is caked in dust, it can't spin at the right speed. Take your brush and very carefully flick the dust off the fan blades. I usually hold the blade still with one finger while I wipe it down with a dry paper towel. You'll be surprised at how much weight a layer of kitchen grease and dust adds to those little plastic blades. Once they are clean, they can move air much more efficiently. Once you've brushed the coils and the fan, it's time for the vacuum. Run the crevice tool along the floor underneath the fridge and as far back into the coil assembly as you can reach. You want to get all that loose debris out of there so it doesn't just get sucked right back onto the coils the moment you turn the power back on. I like to take a second and vacuum the back of the fridge itself and the wall behind it too. It's amazing how much heat is generated in that small gap, and any extra airflow we can create is going to help the machine run cooler. After you finish the vacuuming, take a look at the coils with your flashlight. You should be able to see the color of the metal again. It doesn't have to be clinical room clean, but you want those gaps between the fins to be clear, so air can pass through them freely. If you see any areas where the fins are bent together, you can very carefully use a flathead screwdriver or a butter knife to straighten them out. But go slow. You're just trying to open up the airway, not make it look perfect. Now we can start putting things back together. If you removed a rear cover, line up the screw holes and get those fasteners back in. Don't over-tighten them. They are usually just going into thin sheet metal, and it's easy to strip the holes. If you had a front grill, snap it back into place. You should hear a satisfying click when the tabs engage. Before we push the fridge back, take a look at the floor. If you have hardwood or linoleum, this is a great time to wipe up any scuffs or dust that's been hiding back there for years. When you're ready to move the fridge back, do it slowly. You want to make sure you aren't kinking the water line if you have an ice maker, and you definitely don't want to pinch the power cord under one of the wheels. I usually slide it back in stages, checking behind it each time. Once it's in position, plug it back in. You'll hear that familiar click of the relay and the hum of the compressor starting up. Listen to that sound for a moment. It might sound a little different than it did before. Without all that dust acting as a muffler and a heat trap, the motor doesn't have to strain as hard. It should sound smooth and steady. You might even notice that the sides of the fridge feel a bit cooler to the touch after an hour or so. That's the sign of a machine that is finally breathing easy. You've just done something that most homeowners completely ignore until it's too late. By taking 20 minutes to clear out that hidden dust, you've likely lowered your monthly electric bill and postponed a very expensive visit from a repair technician. It's a simple, blue-collar skill, but it's exactly the kind of thing that keeps a home running the way it should. I usually set a reminder on my phone to do this every 6 months, especially if you have pets. It's easy to forget, but once you've seen the difference it makes, you'll realize it's one of the most productive things you can do with a vacuum and a brush.